Speaking at a meeting of BRICS foreign ministers in Beijing, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the BRICS mechanism helps uphold the rights and interests of the developing countries and provides a bright future for the international community.
BRICS cooperation should be a propeller for unity and cooperation among emerging markets and the developing countries. BRICS cooperation not only belongs to the five countries, but also belongs to all emerging markets and the developing countries. We will expand our circle of friends through BRICS cooperation and enhance the overall interests and the well-being of developing countries.
Brazilian Foreign Minister Aloysio Nunes says BRICS needs to play a larger role in the promotion of global trade and investment.
We need to remove obstacles and barriers to facilitate free trade. We need to take practical steps to promote trade facilitation. As for investment, we should make rules within the BRICS grouping to promote investment among each other so we can boost integration into production. We should make rules to secure the legal rights of investors, especially now.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says BRICS is taking on a larger role in global governance, which he suggests is needed at a time when the world's political dynamic is changing.
We are seeking reforms of our outdated international economic governance system, which cannot meet the requirements of an international market. Important steps in this direction have become part of the implementation of the WFP strategy for BRICS Economic Partnership, the New Development Bank, and creating the Contingency Reserve Arrangement. These are steps that truly help modernize the global governance architecture.
As part of their meeting, the foreign ministers have also exchanged views on a wide range of political and security issues, as well as issues surrounding climate change and anti-terrorism. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says BRICS can set the pace for a more streamlined international order.
BRICS countries will continue to enhance multipolarity and democracy in international relations, promote the development of international order, and create systems to make global governance in more equitable and reasonable direction. We need to promote more BRICS wisdom and BRICS solutions to help the progress of our human society. In this way, we will play a positive and constructive role for the building of a community of shared future for mankind.
The foreign ministers have also reiterated their commitment to helping make the next BRICS summit a success. That meeting is due to be held in the city of Xiamen in Fujian in September. For CRI, this is Xie Chen.